The King's Speech ruled over last night's Academy Awards ceremony, winning 4 Oscars, including Best Picture. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco was backstage at the Kodak Theater and reports that other winners were for movies about ballerinas, fighters, dreamers, and toys.
The King's Speech was crowned Best Picture and Best Original Screenplay. It earned Oscars for Best Director and Best Actor. It's the real-life story about King George VI and his speech therapist.
You do have a flabby tummy, so we'll need to spend some time strengthening your diaphragm. Simple mechanics.
Fine.
Jack and Jill.
Went up the hill.
Went up the hill.
The therapist helps the king overcome a speech impediment to lead his people through World War II. Writer David Seidler, who won the Best Original Screenplay Award, says he was able to get past his own childhood speech issues.
I accept this on behalf of all the stutterers throughout the world. We have a voice. We have been heard. Thanks to you, the Academy.
When Colin Firth picked up his Oscar as Best Actor, he joked,
I have a feeling my career's just peaked.
Backstage, Firth said he's not happy that the R-rated movie has a new PG-13 cut. The new version mutes out the F-word in a key scene uttered by the Duke of York.
But in the context of this film, it could not be more edifying, more appropriate. It's about a man trying to free himself through the use of forbidden words. And he's so coy about it. I mean, I still haven't met the person who would object to it.
During the telecast, Academy Awards censors muted out the same word during an exuberant speech by a stunned Best Supporting Actress winner, Melissa Leo.
Yeah, I am kind of speechless. Golly sakes, there's people up there, too. When I watched Kate 2 years ago, it looked so...
Backstage, Leo apologized for her profanity.
I had no idea. Those words, I apologize to anyone that they offend. There's a great deal of the English language that is in my vernacular.
In the film The Fighter, actor Christian Bale plays Leo's son, a twitchy, small-time boxer and crack addict. During his acceptance speech, Bale thanked the ex-boxer whose life he depicted, Dickie Eklund. Bale later told reporters that before the ceremony, he had gone out drinking with Eklund and missed out on Leo's Oscar moment.
Because they wouldn't let me in. I was literally banging on the door with Dickie going, can let us in? And they wouldn't let us in. So that was just my mistake. I'll know better if I ever return to an Academy Awards. I missed the F-bomb, but you know what? I've laid down many of them myself before.
The winner for Best Actress spent a year studying ballet to depict the intense and emotionally disturbed ballerina in The Black Swan.
Natalie Portman.
He picked me, Mommy. Do you hear me? The Swan Queen.
Natalie Portman accepted her Best Actress Oscar by thanking her parents, her director, and the principal dancer with the New York City Ballet who trained her. They're now expecting a child.
My beautiful love, Benjamin Millepied, who choreographed the film and has now given me my most important role of my life.
Backstage, one reporter asked the visibly pregnant Portman what it felt like to win the award.
It feels very, very dreamlike right now. I don't really know where I am, I suppose.
And would it be too crazy to think that you might name your baby Oscar?
I think that's probably definitely out of the question.
The film Inception won 4 awards last night for cinematography, sound editing and mixing, and visual effects. Paul Franklin, who supervised the effects, was asked to compare winning the Oscar to the excitement of folding Paris in half, as he did in the movie.
They're both dreamlike situations, and as I say, I'm hoping I don't actually ever wake up from this one.
The Social Network, a film about the founders of Facebook, won 4 Academy Awards last night, including Best Original Score. Trent Reznor, leader of the industrial rock band Nine Inch Nails, composed the music with his collaborator, Atticus Ross.
it may encourage a number of artists that haven't thought in terms of rigid discipline of film scoring that there's a possibility out there to work in film and make something interesting and a bit different.
Aaron Sorkin wrote the Oscar-winning screenplay, which he conceded took more than a few jabs at Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg.
I think he's been an awfully good sport about this. You know, I don't think there's anybody here who would want a movie made about the things they did when they were 19 years old. And if that movie absolutely positively had it to be made, you would want it made only from your point of view, and you wouldn't want included also the points of view of people who are suing you for hundreds of millions of dollars.
Sorkin said he'd been cranky about the internet, but has been encouraged by social media mobilizing people in Cairo and other places. The nearly four-hour telecast had quite a few references to the internet and Twitter and mobile apps. It even included an auto-tune music video mashup, all designed to attract a younger TV audience. That was also the reason for choosing this year's co-hosts, the eager Anne Hathaway and rather casual James Franco.
Anne, I must say, you look so beautiful and so hip.
Oh, thank you, James.
Yeah.
You look very appealing to a younger demographic
thank
as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Franco and his mother tweeted about the Oscars while his grandmother waved to rapper Marky Mark Wahlberg from the audience, and Anne Hathaway's mother jokingly admonished her to stand up straight. But it might have been Tom Hooper's mother who made the most impact at last night's ceremony. In accepting the award for Best Director, Hooper said his mother had first seen a play reading for the King's Speech at a fringe theater in London.
Thank God she did, because she came home, rang me up and said, Tom, I think I found your next film.
Hooper says she had to remind him repeatedly for 4 months to read it before he finally did.
And the moral of the story is, listen to your mother.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Hollywood.
Our Oscar coverage continues online, including contributions from blogger Linda Holmes and the folks at Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. They've got a feature here with photos from the red carpet. They say it's style commentary from people who have none. It's at npr.org/Oscars. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.